You're listening to a podcast from thisistheshow.co.uk.
Got you! Don't wanna know! This is the show! How the good birds go! Oh yeah!
You are listening to This Is The Show. I'm Andrew Moore, flying the rocket ship of conversation straight to the planet music. In this show, I am joined by the rapper, poet and singer-songwriter Conscious Root. He has been a part of the hip-hop scene for a number of years, but is only now releasing his own debut album called The Real World. We'll be joined by Conscious Root in just a moment, and we're going to be hearing some tracks from that album throughout the show. But first, here is the title track. This is The Real World.
CCF. Yeah. Yeah. Conscious Root. Yeah. Oh. CCF. Yeah. Yeah. Blasphemer. Yeah. It's Conscious Reptacular, yeah. The real truth Dracula, dropping off the top to suck the lies out the back of ya. If you really got a macker, steal it off, you take the title and plaque. I'm real the imposter. This ain't the real Mac, it's MacBook Pro. It's not a system for opening windows. Conscious is the road, I take your waist and your limbs, bro. Down the dark path, you're not managing the dark art. Cause your sound's crappy and your bark chart. You're rather like the spark of a wet fart. Chicken breast, chest size. Best rewind the pick up on your old size. Wise up and stay wiser. I'll the fat drift, the pie maker, dripping that hot whack shit, the fry shaker. Cracker baker's dozen off in your girl's oven. I eat you like the truth when I come sudden. My flow's tighter than a nun's oven. Honorary Scott, spit a lung seven. Flow that figures with my ends, and cause I stay true, get followed by friends. It's the real world where real things descend. Fakers like you, get swallowed like trends. I flip a flow that figures with my ends, and cause I stay true, get followed by friends. This the real world where real things descend. Fakers like you, you swallowed like trends. I keep a flow that figures with my ends, and cause I stay true, get followed by friends. This the real world where real things descend. Fakers like you, you swallowed like trends. I flip a flow that figures with my ends, and cause I stay true, get followed by friends. This the real world where real things descend. Fakers like you, you swallowed like trends.
When I rip so dope, my rhythm rips the scope. And when it hits your dome, it widens up your hopes. Like providing homes, I get rhymes aflow. I've been bitten by plenty of the guys you know. Rival foes need to let their mind grow. Lyrics in the place get fresh like mango. Dancers in the club do sexy tango. Man, I blow up spots like my name's Rambo. Real world with the Conscious Root. When we step through, causing pawns to move. Attitude stinks like rotten prawns too. Man, we're way better than you, so what you gonna do? Repping these ends, I don't rep to pretend. I'll be making my living and I'll be rep to the end. Said it again, man, I'll be emptying pens. Spitting out bars and put dents in your head.
Flow that figures with my ends, and cause I stay true, get followed by friends. It's the real world where real things descend. Fakers like you, get swallowed like trends. I keep a flow that figures with my ends, and cause I stay true, get followed by friends. This the real world where real things descend. Fakers like you, get swallowed like trends. I keep a flow that figures with my ends, and cause I stay true, get followed by friends. This the real world where real things descend. Fakers like you, get swallowed like trends. I flip a flow that figures with my ends, and cause I stay true, get followed by friends. This the real world where real things descend. Fakers like you, get swallowed like trends.
Where you can, then we can govern. I've been elected. Even SOS feel the shit is protected. I keep it conscious. CCF to the border, to the islands. Settle back on my peak with the catch in my feet and a spliff in my beat. Crush the heaviest sleep on Arthur C. Move capital with blasphemy. It's heart and heat. Edinburgh Street. I
say looks a bit dirty. Stockbridge is classy, mere assinatory. Schemers get your car keys. These poor breeding armies, next yaks and bucks fast. There's loads of heroin for those lads that cut class. City's rich historically, but poverty's majority. Knocking at the parliament to find there's no authority. So where's the loyalty? Cause this shit really bothers me. Spending all their monies on trams and sightseeing. Couldn't give a shit about a real life being. Life feels privileged to me cause I work hard. Most people haven't got the conscience or the safeguard. Grew up on the streets, it taught me how to take charge. Many years of damage, the anger managed the same scars. You ain't on the same bar or even on the same bar. I just took the strain and forced it down with cocaine. Although it sounds stupid, it saved me all the same. To detach from my reality, the agony and pain. And I put it into music and it saved me all the same. So here's a fuck you to MCs calling this a game. I hope you feel ashamed, don't associate the name. It's conscious,
that's the root.
Conscious, that's the root. Conscious,
that's the root.
Conscious,
that's the root.
Conscious.
So you have very recently released the Real World album. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the Real World LP, yeah, what can I say? It's my first solo LP. It's the first thing that I've done on my own. So yeah, I was pretty pleased to be at a point where I can kind of guide a project, which was, it was kind of good fun. I wish I had a bit more kind of, emphasis on the beats and the production, but I didn't really. I just kind of picked to work with a guy and got a load of stuff. And you know, like it's nice, eh? Like, but I suppose I think if I would have had more input into it, then it might not have sounded like it did. But yeah, I'm enjoying the LP. I like when I listen to it. I think it reflects a lot of myself, which it should. And yeah, I'm just connected to the philosophy in it. I think it might go over a lot of people's heads.
But is that something that's been building up inside you for a long time? You've obviously been collaborating with a lot of bands and different artists in the run-up to this. Do you think you really had to get your own voice out there?
Yeah, I think I do anyway. Like, I always get to say what I need to say, even when I'm doing a feature or a small project. I think if you hear it, like the stuff I do, it's kind of, it's very conscious. It's very kind of looking at life or maybe my own situation or other people's situations. But yeah, I suppose it's a mix. It has been like, it's nice to have the space to just do what I want to do and not kind of have someone trying to rein me in. Like, so yeah, I kind of feel what you're saying there. Then I'd expect a little bit of that. Has, you know, I kind of needed that, sort of like, yeah, just to get it out in a sense, like, yeah, for sure.
And you mentioned your philosophy in the introduction. You say, caution, you're entering the real world, you may experience anger, violence, frustration, fear and judgment, all painful aspects of life that help self-development.
Mm-hmm.
So is that really what your philosophy is about? The negative sort of leads to more positive things?
Yeah, not just the negative, like happiness. It's just that negative emotions get a real bad press in this country. And I think if people realise that actually some days you're going to feel like a bit angry, or some days you're going to feel a bit upset, and maybe just to kind of think, okay, well, this is just what's happening with me today, and it's not necessarily a negative thing. Actually, it can lead to a lot more positive things in the future if you can acknowledge your emotions like quicker, and then it might not build up to be something that's bigger, that blows up to be something out of proportion, which I think happens because we don't acknowledge whatever's happening in different situations. So yeah, I think it's just awareness. Like, what I'm trying to say is just about being aware of the full picture instead of like what you kind of like to look at or what you like to do, you know.
And that sort of greater world aspect emphasised on the quite grimy title track, Real World.
Yeah, I suppose. It's a mix, that track, The Real World, because it's a bit like punchline-y, but I was talking about kind of like, I don't know, I got into talking about, you know, like the trams. It's disgusting, hey? They spent all this money, like millions they spent in probably the possibly the worst time they could have picked, and you've got all these people struggling and forgotten, and you know, people out of work, and you know, the city in itself doesn't need it. And I just wanted to express about touching on some of the subjects that I suppose people do a bit, but just touching on the subjects, like in this city there's a lot of drug abuse, there's a lot of alcohol abuse, and not just this city, it's like, you know, cities, towns in this, we've got a big problem, hey, and these problems are building and building, and there's no kind of there's no emphasis for the government to do anything. They just seem to be doing stuff, and yeah, I think that it winds me up a bit, hey, and I think I just wanted to express that. People know anyway, I think, you know.
But as well as the sort of getting angry about the world as it is, also sort of personal aspects with Letter to Dad.
Yeah, Letter to Dad was a deep tune, and it was something that I went through, because I'd done recently done a certification in counselling, and through that whole 2 years of study, and I went through a journey of myself, and you know, like I still am, but something that come up in that journey a lot was mine and my dad's relationship, which was never good. And he was my adopted father, just to paint a picture for people who are out there. And it was hard work, you know. I grew up in a white town with a white family, and I wasn't understood. My ethnicity wasn't understood, and I had a pretty, my dad was just not interested in kids, and not interested in people really. And it was a very hard time growing up, and the letter to dad was kind of, yeah, I think it was a lot of the anger I wanted to get out, but I was also very upset because I had a 5-year journey of him dying with cancer, and through that journey I started doing this study and started realizing a lot of stuff about us and about our relationship. And I always used to blame myself, I think, for what it was. I actually just thought it was me, and I couldn't see actually that he had a lot of his own issues, and whatever his views on the world were quite distorted, you know. And a lot of that was taken out on me and my brothers and sisters, and it was a bit unfair. But but also deep down, you know, I still loved the person and my dad. And it's a very confusing situation, because you know, people like to be black and white in this world, and it's not like that. It's very, sometimes it's very difficult with what you feel for someone. And even though that I know things about my dad now that, you know, it could drive me to like hate the man actually, but then I still don't. I still, you know, I still feel, part of me doesn't like him, part of me loves him, part of me, it's really weird, man, it's hard to explain. But that tune helped me to kind of get that out, and kind of say that without having to say it to him. Because I think if I told him how I really felt about him, I don't think he'd take that very well, you know. But he's passed away, and it's too late now anyway. But that helped.
Yeah, yo. Dad, I'm writing you this letter to bring things left unsaid. Things I can't tell you if left then you're dead. Things that make me angry, things that make me sad. But most of all, I just wanna put the record straight. A lot of hate, I just wanna put the record straight. Page 1. It's too late, page 1. Yeah, your illness and your dropping state. Been hard for my head to take. I can see how you're suffering now for the sake. You're wanting to die. Me and my bro view the truth in your eyes. And now mum's dying for the love that she provides. Hate what you're going through, believe that it's karma for being unsupported, manipulated, selfish, a bully. You never showed love, always doubted me fully. Yeah, divided that family, and that doesn't bang with me. Led to our drugs, which was negative, costly. Questioned the past, thinking, why did you adopt me? You never showed interest or even trust me properly. Said when I was 5, I'd get a bunch of fires for blowing on a bit of toast, your anger raised inside. Questioned myself, crying under sheets. You never gave a fuck when the Nazis gave me beats. Always disappointing you in tears for my mother. Wonder why I lost touch and went undercover. Always disappointing you in tears for my mother. You wonder why I lost touch and went undercover. I went undercover to be a strong rapper,
went undercover to be a Don Dapper or a Dapper Don. Does it matter? I was cracking on, saved by the song. Had to do a little hustle, make a little wong. Now I look back, shit that was wrong, with nowhere to turn to but street marathon. No cheap ticket, but the beat travels on. Days turn to weeks, juggle with the hustle. Now I'm back on the streets with the crackers and the teeth.
And do you think that Bearing Your Soul in some ways is quite unusual in a lot of modern hip hop records?
You know, some people write to get away from their lives, and some people write to express their lives. That's what I feel. There's so many different genres of kind of hip hop now. Even I kind of don't even know what hip hop is nowadays. But yeah, for me, I do it because I need to kind of express myself, be it poetry or rap or rhyme, and it helps me to kind of live and breathe and to experience life a bit better.
So you've had some great reviews. Ragga Magazine said a UK hip-hop album that is pushing boundaries, and Pure Hip-Hop Heat, a talented individual that should not be ignored. How do you take that sort of praise?
I think it's nice, man. But I'm also, I don't know, it's like, it's hard, because I think nowadays you go out and I did have help. I had a bit of marketing help, which, you know, definitely got me more reviews than I would have if I would have just tried to push the project on my own. I think I really enjoy the album, eh? For people to enjoy it as well is what I want, really. But then it's not the be all or end all. And it's nice that people have started to recognise what I'm doing, because I work hard and I've been doing it for quite a while now. And even though you're good at what you do, it doesn't mean that people are going to listen to you. There's a lot of kind of, I don't know, prejudice or preconceptions. And sometimes people just block you out just for blocking you out, you know. It's like you can be a popular kid at school and you could be unpopular for no apparent reason. It's just like you just don't know what that is. And sometimes I feel like the unpopular kid, but I don't feel like I do a lot of stuff to appease people. I do stuff for me, and I think that's probably why that it's unpopular.
So you've previously worked with Usonix Records, now got True Hold Records, your own project.
Yeah.
Have you had problems in the past with record labels?
Well, you know, it's record labels are kind of like, I don't know, they're good for the right reasons, and I don't, this day and age, if you're an up and coming artist, I try and learn it yourself and to promote yourself until you get to a stage where you're that big that you need proper support. As for me, like, I started up Usonix with Blasphemer and Blasphemer Sinner, aka DJ U-Turn, and it was interesting because we were working together as artists and we were running the label, and we did run into some problems, hey. Not gonna lie, eh? And it was kind of frustrating for me, because the bottom line is we both wanted different things, and I think I wanted to go a lot further, and it's not that he doesn't want to go further, it's just that he's quite content with his position at the moment. For me, like, I feel like I'm just starting, and I do want to be a major selling artist at some point, however long that kind of takes. It's a long road. It could be next year, could be 10 years. I just decided that if I stayed on board, it would have been a lot worse, and I didn't want to fall out with the guy. So I decided to leave the label and move forward and do something that was positive, and also carry on working with him as well. True Hold Record is now a project that I'm actually kind of doing myself, and I'm into it, man. I'm feeling the vibe. There's no one there to kind of get in my way, I guess, for that sort of sense. Not on a rude thing as well, as I say, get in my way. It's like I'm quick. I like to work. I'm hungry, and I want to do a lot. and sometimes people find it hard or intimidating, the kind of pace that I move at, and as much as I like to do, eh?
And you've mentioned there that some artists are content just to stay where they are, and I've certainly spoken to a number of bands who are quite happy in their bubble and not to perform anywhere else and not really to make it much beyond the city in which they live. Do you think that's something that can hold other artists back if there's a community there who just are quite happy and with their own success on that level?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, man. I suppose it's like everyone has their own agenda, and it's good if you're I think just be honest with people and up front. I've been, you know, I've done the Conscious Root band, and I think that's who come on your show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And in that project, just to say, like, I found a lot of people would join the band, and I don't know if they knew their own agenda. I think a lot of it's unconscious, because I do a lot of this within studying and like but yeah, I just found a lot of the time there was a lot of people's issues getting in the way of, you know, of the situation, which was unneeded. And no disrespect to the people, but I found it quite stressful, because actually all I wanted to do was get on with my music, and there was all this drama, a lot of drama, and a lot of people not putting the energy into the right place. And a lot of that was to do with their own, like, I don't know, insecurity with either the band, the situation, or where they were going in life. But yeah, I find, like you're saying in your question, there's a lot of people that are not aware of themselves and how they affect the people around them. And that can, you know, for me, it's caused a lot of issues, I think, over the years. But then partly it's been my fault as well with the decisions that I've taken and the people that I've chose to work with. And I think I'm more aware of that now, and that's why I think, even with the situation with USonics, that's why I left quicker, because I wasn't ready to put up, but I wasn't ready to compromise my own needs for someone else's. I think that's really important, that if you're not unhappy with a situation and you can't compromise with the people to change that, then get out. That's the best advice I could give you. Get out.
So since then, you've also worked for another band, Urban Folk Crowd. So that experience didn't put you off working with a band?
Yeah, I mean, the Urban Folk Crowd, I think I've learned from... I've been in two kind of big band projects. Not, I wouldn't say big band, because I say big band's like sort of 10 piece, I suppose. But in the sense of, you know, 5 or 6 members, up to 7. Actually, Conscious Root at one point had about 8 members. And Fugazi Run was a six piece band. And I think I've learned from doing projects of that size that the more people in the mix, the more difficult it is. The more, you know, decisions have to be split. It's a real difficult situation. The Urban Folk Crowd, as it stands, is me and Callum Carlisle, and there's a producer involved, and that makes it a lot easier when you're trying to make decisions, when you're trying to make music, when you want to tour. It's more compact. So I think I've just learned from the situations before not to have a big band unless, you know, we make it and we can afford to play session musicians, you know.
So you've got a lot of collaboration on Real World. Just tell me a bit about some of these artists that you've got on there.
Yeah, there's loads. Like, I suppose people that spring straight to mind is like Word SOS, who's like Sons of Scotland. He's quite a close friend now. I met him randomly, more because I done a random battle at Bristow Square, and he got in touch and sort of went round his house, wrote one tune. But Word's actually been quite a backbone to, I suppose, my solo stuff, which has been reborn. I didn't write sort of hip hop for about 7-8 years, down to a lot of reasons, down to my own kind of self journey, my confidence, and wanting to do something different, wanting to get away from hip-hop. And yeah, he's just a very positive guy. He introduced a lot of people into the scene, like people like Zambian Astronaut. Yeah, he brings a lot of people together, and I really appreciate that of him. And as an artist, he's a really, you know, quite well-known artist in Scotland. He's probably one of the, you know, sort of the one in Scotland, actually, who's getting out there like around the world. He's got fans all around the world, basically. And I'm not sure, his new album, Untitled Scott's amazing, so check that for people that are listening in. And yeah, basically there's Deco as well, who's also a part of Sons of Scotland, and Jordan Butler, Sons of Scotland. There's Blasphemous Sinner, you know, who I was working with on Usonics now. You know, me and him are still doing live shows and still plugging our material and writing projects together. There's Viera Ivanova, who's a Bulgarian singer, who basically was in the Conscious Root band at one point, and now she's doing different things. She's in Glasgow, studying at uni, doing a lot of different song projects. She collaborates with a lot of artists, so it was good to work with her again. There's Dave Hook, aka Solo Eye, from Stanley Odd, who Stanley Odd, you probably know. They're doing well, eh? Definitely in Scotland. I'm not sure how it's dropping in UK, but I've got a lot of respect for them as a band. You know, it's hard work doing a big band project, so hats off. And they just keep improving, and the sound's heavy. Yeah, I'm trying to think. French, I had my friend Numero, who calls himself Numb now, he's him and Sodlam, Sabre Nom, I've known them for a good 8 years now, friends, met through music, collaborated, you know, friends, like, and yeah, there's people even in the background, like people that worked on the sound, people that recorded some stuff. There was Al from the Conscious Root band again, Al Matrix, played some guitar licks on a few tracks, and yeah, the producer himself, Rob, I kind of met through the internet, and he calls himself I Dig Mines. So yeah, there's a lot of folk. I don't know if I've missed out anyone. There's so many people, like you say. There was Sacrinar. She was dope. She, like, one of my favourite tracks is Dark Places, actually. And Sacrinar, again, is a really hard-working artist and really good artist, another one to watch in Edinburgh. Yeah, it's nice. I feel that there's this community building and we're all kind of supporting each other, which is what artists need to do. If you're just out there doing your own thing, you're doing it wrong. Basically, the more you collaborate, the more you'll build on your fan base, the more people will know about you, the more your music will grow, because you get so many different influences from meeting people. That's how we grow as people, the more we come in contact with others. So yeah, just keep open. Collaborations are real, it's the way forward.
And you've been doing a lot of that yourself on the Nowadays EP and Hear No, See No, Speak No Evil as well.
Yeah, and also done the Flight of the Ambitious EP. You know, Word featured on all those releases, actually, on my album. And Blasphemous Sinner was heavily involved in the Hear No, See No Evil, and Flight of the Ambitious, also featured on my LP. And yeah, I've been working with like Case One, who's been getting a lot of love on Radio One Scotland. Yeah, you know, I've got stuff lined up with artists, but it's quite hard sometimes and getting the collabs sorted out. Like, some artists have different time spans, and like I say, I'm quite hungry. I like to work quite fast, and it doesn't sit well with me, like having to wait for people. I've got so much patience, and then I'm just a bit like, I lose interest. But yeah, there's a lot of things in the pipeline at the moment. I'm doing the CCF mixtapes, and there's so many artists. I've been doing stuff with an artist down south called Dillaman, the Billa Brothers, basically, a guy called Big Dirty D's, who's just had an album released on like Def Jam, Island Records. I've been working with him. He's from Wolverhampton. Azus, who you can see on the Don't Flop Battles, he's featured on the CCF mixtapes. A number of Scottish artists like the Shadow People, Nitty Grits, Case One. I've got features lined up with the Jacobites. I've done stuff with United Front. It goes on. The list's ridiculous. The people that I've worked with recently, like Blind Digital, just done a track with them. I'm working really hard as an artist. If I'm writing songs every day of the week, I think if I'm not writing and I'm promoting, that's the kind of sort of work play that you're putting in if you want to go somewhere. I know similar artists that are on the same level or even higher than me, and I don't know, like they're kind of doing that. I watch what others do, and if you want that, if you want something, like if you want success or if you want to get better at your craft, then put the work in. That's all I can say.
So what's next for you? Is there another LP in the pipeline?
Well, I've done a bit of recording with the Conscious Root band before we split up, and because the essence, the split up wasn't planned. It was about writing that album. You know, we'd written a lot of material. From that recording, we got a couple of tracks down. So next, I'm going to be dropping that. It's Philosophy Bassline, another track called Real Man, and they're both going to be coming out on a single sometime. I can't really speculate when it's going to be, but it will be in the next 2 or 3 months. So that's like, well, the latest it will be is, I guess, the latest will be December, this 2012. But looking around, I've got a lot of stuff that I'm working on. Probably not going to be released this year. The CCF mixtape's going to be dropping this year, which is like what I was just talking about, a mass collaboration with a lot of UK artists. I'm actually on my second mixtape, so there's going to be two. The second one will drop the next year, and the second one's nearly finished, so I've got a few more tracks to do for that. The Urban Folk Crowd, we're going to be releasing an EP next year. I'm also just finished writing, an EP with Aaron Dennington from The Dark Jokes. I think he's going to be called Burnham J. Wood or something on this project, and me and him are going to be releasing an alternative EP, and that'll probably be next year as well. As well as my solo album, Back to Boom Bap, which will be coming out at some point next year, which I'm writing at the moment. So yeah, that's just a few things, there'll be more.
And I imagine, as well as all that recording, the best way to get out to an audience is performing live.
Yeah. I mean, the live performance this year has definitely picked up compared to last. I think most of that's down to being a solo artist now and just grinding my worth. And I've planned a lot of gigs with Blasphemous Sinner. We've got a really good live show that's been, you know, we're really actually hurting people on the live circuit with the music, which is great. Respects to Blasphemer and for that support, and also, you know, sticking with us, because we did go for some hard stuff, like, and it's hard to do, to swallow some pride and to do that sort of thing. It takes a bigger man. It's been good. We haven't lost any love or anything there, and we're just hitting people hard. On the other front, I'm doing a lot more sort of MCing. I've been doing stuff, hosting as well, because I started out as an MC, so I've gone back to my roots, because it opens up more doors and a bit more work. So yeah, and the band stuff as well. I've been doing a couple of gigs with the Urban Folk Crowd. I performed live with Edinburgh Samba School a couple of times. That's always interesting. But yeah.
How far afield are you getting? Obviously, you can play in Edinburgh and Glasgow, and there's good scenes there, but are you getting further away from that?
Well, I've actually been booked for a gig down in Wolverhampton, so I'm starting to get more stuff down in England, and I've had offers to play in Cambridge, and there's bits coming in. It all comes down to, it's all right for people to say, come down and play, but are they going to pay you your travel and things like that? I mean, there's the realisms of these kind of things, and how do they fit? I mean, you know, I could have played a festival in France last year, but it was, you know, getting over there and the time, I couldn't get the time off work. But in Scotland, I'm playing around Scotland quite a bit. And there's I think the offers are out there. It's just like sometimes it's not backed up with the financial reward. So sometimes you have to just turn these things down, eh?
Definitely. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. Is there a track from Real World that you'd like to play us out with?
Yeah, I guess it's funny. I suppose to like play out. I think Know How I Roll actually, because it's a bit kind of it's got the essence. It's just part of who I am and talking about bits and bobs. And I like the track. So yeah, if you could drop that one, that'd be nice.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Conscious Root.
Peace, man. Thank you.
Yes, Conscious Root. CCF, SOS, yeah, bigger, Trying to get creative grand designs with the right minds. Deep in recession of my flow, these are tight times. Conscious is the root, I'm progressing with nothing but the tainted soul starting regression. I feel spirit, that's what I'm dropping with these feel lyrics. Even up in slumber you snooze, but you'll still hear it. Waking in the morning, wondering what warning. Heart touch, crunching for the Dutch with the tears pouring. Unconnected, you may feel the spills boring. I couldn't give a fuck, I hope you shine your light. Cause most people stuck in the fight, grinding the white. Find your own solution, don't get caught up by the hype. Listen, the outer voices were never banged to rights. Insightful grace, talking truth to choke you in your nightmares. You're hollering, your sleep screaming, I don't think you fight fair. Inception, so what? It's not a savage plot. And I'm not the sort of brother that be taking what you got. Hates the stargate for paranoia. Most fears will cancel out your hopes and destroy you. My corporate company employers, commercial for the industry. We need to take the shit down. This ministry of sound, you can get it on the get down. UK standards Fahrenheit, the mission to state our real position. Magistrates will listen cause they know we're competition. You know how I roll cause the roots on road. So roll like a freeway, not following code. You can crash with your problems or use mine to grow. Future and past, don't worry me bro. You know how I roll cause the roots on road. So roll like a freeway, not following code. You crash with your problems, I use mine to grow. Cause the future and past, don't worry me bro. Just missed it, you're in the past, it ain't cryptic. I'm right here, focused at the time. You're just behind, listening to my lines. This the deep connection of the conscious mind. I could be a rude boy, I could be a bad man. I could be a racist, I could hate Islam. It don't change things or make me a big man. I got hate, but it's balanced with some love. And the truth sits deeply like a big pair of jumps. It seems obvious, people jump to conclusions. Not knowing the full truth, making the mass illusion. Assumption, never knowing properly their function. Takes a little consciousness to find we got some gumption. I'm pretty positive and negative the opposite. Funny in youth we want that bad man roll. Funny then we grow, learn to love and let go. And if you don't roll cause you're caught in that hole, in that crap man den, then it swallowed your soul. I see people dead in a living man's skin. Acted all hard on some bigger man ting. Showed them the mirror and they lost the direction. Couldn't recognise self in their own reflection. Carrying knives for their self protection. When the real enemy man them and their drama. Need to seek wisdom, the truth of Dalai Lama. Scotland I bump and I'm known as a good cunt. I know cunts on road that are cold and we should bump. I feel an eye, don't change the situation. Knowledge of my soul help me make the realisation. I've been a prick bringing it, acting like a chief. I turned a new leaf, enough friends lost through the drugs and the beef. So I stick to my tunes and I drop flows the relative to records of my life. So my old days are better live. Hold a little hope that I break and share bread. Just make enough music so the conscious get fed. To grow, future and past, don't worry me, bro. You know how I roll, cause the roots on roll. So roll like a freeway, not following code. You crash with your problems, I use mine to grow. Cause the future and past, don't worry me, bro.
If you liked that, then The Real World is available through all the usual channels, but we'll be posting the links on our social network pages, so why not find us on facebook.com/thisistheshow or on Twitter @theshowpodcast.